Welcome, welcome. In this episode, I am giving you a little bit of a life and business update because a lot of things have happened since our last podcast episode. I truly hate it when people are like, oh, sorry, I fell off the face of the earth. I'm back to posting. I know you've probably been wondering where I'm at. I don't know if people actually are wondering where I'm at, but we haven't posted on our podcast since November, end of November. And I wanted to talk about the reason why. And the reason I want to talk about it is because my company is called Systems Over Stress. And I really believe that any point of stress in your business can be solved by a system. Now, my business and my life has endured a lot of stress over the last few months. So I sent an email to my list recently giving them a life update, and I got such a beautiful outpouring of response. And I just wanted to share what I'm going through because as a personal brand, our personal lives do affect our businesses. I wanted to share what's going on in my personal life because I think that when you are going through stress in your personal life and you can't show up for your business as much as you used to, you really see the gaps in your systems and the gaps in your processes. So here we go. This is a very vulnerable update, and it's something that I was like, should I share with my people? Should I not? But truly, vulnerability and transparency has always been such a core value of mine, and it feels really important to share it. And since I've shared this with my email list, I've just felt such a weight off of my shoulders because I just feel like I've been keeping this like big life secret. So I found as I was dealing with this like pretty big life change, which I'll share in a second, it was really hard for me to show up on social media and to do marketing. So I think there's a lot of reasons why it felt hard to market. One is because I don't have good marketing systems. I'll get into that in a second and just some of the mistakes that I made. But also it was just felt like I was going through such a personal thing in my life that I didn't feel, I don't know about throat chakras or anything, but it literally felt hard to create and to talk as I was going through something that felt so heavy on me in my life. And so I think that that's another aspect as well. So I'll just say it. I am getting a divorce. For those keeping track, I got married about a year and a half ago. I don't need to share all the nitty-gritty details about the divorce here, but it is hard. Getting a divorce is hard, even if you think it's the best and right decision, which I do. So this whole process started about 5 months ago, literally like pretty much right after my last Systems Over Stress Group program launch. Wrapped up, it's like a 75K launch. All of this kind of started happening, and finally decided to finalize and actually make the decision of getting a divorce in February of 2024. So it's been about 5 months. And when I first started my business, it was in the pandemic and I was locked in my house and I had nothing to do and I had nothing but time to create and build with this business. I could spend 10, 12 hour days on the business as I was building it. When you're going through really intense life stuff, or even just as the world started to open up again and my social life started to pick up, I don't have the same luxuries of the time that I had when I first started building my business. And whether I was getting a divorce or not, I really think that over the last year, as the world has been opening up, I've just wanted to spend less and less time on my business. And with this, like, really intense personal stuff happening, I literally couldn't spend a lot of time on my business because I was like crying all the time, or I was processing, or I was in therapy. There was just like a lot of stuff that required my energy that was not with the business. And before, things would just happen in the business because I had more time to do them. And so really, it really put my systems to the test. Have really pretty strong systems in most of my business. We had really strong client delivery systems already. We had good team management systems, so I could like piece out of the business for like weeks at a time, and really nothing changed too much on the client delivery side. However, we had marketing systems that really just solely relied on me. I had a podcast editor and I had a YouTube editor, and they needed assets from me. And because, like I mentioned, it was so hard for me to talk or be on camera or create because I just felt like so confused in my personal life. And I'm trying to get better at it. My coach DL kind of describes it as like when you're sad or when you're going through something, you can cry while driving a car. Like, how can you run your business in a way that like you just get in and you do the things even if you're upset, just as you were driving a car and you needed to get somewhere and you were crying, like you can drive the car. that's a definitely like a simplified version without any nuance of what she's saying. But I really just saw that I want my business to be able to run even if I am sad or if I want to travel. Like, for whatever reason, if I can't be here and if I can't show up, I need my systems to be able to support me in that. And for the most part, because I use Airtable and because I am a systems person, I have ADHD and I have depression, I'm used to not being 100% all of the time, but I don't think I've ever really been in a sustained like 25% operating mode for 5 months. And so that really just showed me some of the gaps in our processes. And really, I am so grateful that my business could handle such a huge life event for the most part. Clients were taken care of, team was still being able to be paid. I had business savings. That was huge, and I'm so grateful for it. But the reality is that I let a lot of my lead generation and my sales activities slide, and my recurring revenue dipped pretty significantly. So our MRR, in full transparency, in February was like 15,000, and in March it dropped down to 1,500. So my expenses are definitely more than 1,500 a month. And I don't want to just break even every month. I would like to be profitable. So the truth is like, I need more clients. And that is a place that I haven't been in a long time. I've been really grateful and really honored to have clients that are recurring, and we just had recurring revenue, and just I let the sales and the lead generation stuff drop as I was dealing with all of this life stuff because I didn't have the systems to go on autopilot. So that is where I'm at. And it also just is a good wake up call of damn, like you need good lead generation and good sales activities to make your business run and function. And that is where we're at now. That's why I'm back in the podcast game. We're recommitting to content, and I'm also figuring out systems that work for me and in this phase of life. So I could be worried. I am not. I know I will be fine, because truly what a divorce teaches you is that the self-trust that type of experience teaches you to make such a huge life-changing decision, because what's the best thing for you? Just that self-trust like has really brought me a lot of peace and has helped me remember like I have my own back. I can do this. I can do anything. Business is messy. Life is messy. I am coming here as a behind the business update of, wow, I don't have it all figured out. None of us have it all figured out. And I just really, before I got back into the swing of like marketing and creating these systems, which I'll share in a second, I just felt like I couldn't keep going without saying something. And like I said, should I share that? Should I feel that way? No, I don't know. No one is required to share anything about their personal life in this depth, even if you are a personal brand. But it's something that has been really beautiful to share with at least my email list, who knows about the podcast, because I really think so many of us think that everybody else is killing it. And I don't want to feed into that false narrative. So if you're going through a hard life event right now, I like see you and I feel for you. And if you're worried about your cash flow, I see you and I feel for you. And with that being said, I wanted to just share a couple things. One, I wanted to share some like tangible marketing system ideas that I've had that I'm hoping will help me be more consistent. And then I also wanted to share how you can work with me in the next year, because like I said, I need clients, but more than needing clients, I figured out ways that I can like really serve my audience in a way that like I feel really excited about. Okay, so first I wanted to share about the marketing systems, because I love systems and they're nerdy. So I had a podcast editor and a YouTube editor, and they needed content from me every week, every month, whatever. I totally dropped the ball in creating content for those contractors. So I paid for months of those services and did not use them, because like creating content was the last thing on my list when I was dealing with all of this stuff. I also really, this is a mindset thing I'm trying to work through, is that I only create content when I feel inspired. I don't only do client work when I'm inspired, right? So I'm trying to treat content as like a non-negotiable, just like I do with client work, deliverables, all those types of things. But that's something that I'm working on. And one of the things I really learned in this thing with the contractors, who I had the best podcast editor and the best YouTube editors in the game. It is not their fault at all. They have incredible systems. They have incredible teams. I just wasn't in a place to, like, I couldn't do everything. And I chose to let some of the lead generation stuff, marketing stuff drop. I don't know if that probably wasn't the best thing long term to do. However, it's what I did. And now I'm kind of going back and picking up the pieces. But something that I really learned is that for me and my working style is I don't want a podcast or YouTube editor like on retainer every month waiting for content for me. What's really going to be helpful for me moving forward is I would like to batch. So I want to do all of my podcast episodes and then say, hey, contractor, here's 10 episodes for the season. You have everything you need from me. Now I will pay you to produce those things and put them out and schedule them instead of putting them on, like instead of hiring them and then having to give them content, because it just didn't work for me in this last season. And I think I'm also trying to build up a little bit of self-trust of I would like to, before I do that again, before I jump into such a financial commitment, I want to make sure that I can do my part and I don't want to be the bottleneck. And the best way I'm not going to be the bottleneck is to batch everything and then give it to the contractor instead of having this like pressure of like, oh, I know they need to get that and I haven't made it yet and I'm just going to have to like lose out on another month. It was just like adding additional pressure during a time where I really did not need additional pressure. So that's my biggest thing that I'm doing right now is I don't have any contractors for my content right now. I have my operations manager who will do some like posting stuff. But I don't have dedicated podcast or YouTube managers right now. I am working on making sure I can batch and learn my batching systems or learn my just like cadence for content, because it's always been such a hard thing for me to consistently do. Really working through some of the mindset blocks for that and like just like mindset blocks, systems blocks, all of those things. I'm just like learning what works best for me. But for sure, the last 5 months, I spent a lot of money on contractors that I didn't use because I had so many like mental and systems related blocks, scheduling blocks to creating content. I was getting good at kind of getting into the swing of things. We had amazing podcast episodes going out and YouTube videos. But when this like curveball got thrown into my personal life, it just really made me stop wanting to create. And so I'm really knowledgeable of that this time, you know, going into this next kind of recommitting to creating marketing content. And so I'm trying to really figure out what can I realistically commit to and go from there. So I'm going to be trying to record a podcast episode for each week and have those be, I've learned that like interviews are a lot easier for me to do because they're on the calendar. They're going to happen. I'm not going to ghost a podcast interview that's with a guest, but it's not as easy for me to show up and create content on my own. So that's when I'm leaning into podcast interviews right now, just to kind of get me back into the swing of things. So I'm really excited about that. Another thing that we're doing is I'm recording this in about mid-March, but I'm not going to post this until we at least have like 3 weeks of episodes ready to go, just so there's not going to be like, yay, I'm back, and then I drop off again. So I really want to just like be ahead of schedule. And a ways I can do that, I kind of have like different tiers. I'm like, okay, if we have a podcast interview that can go out, great. If we don't, can I just read one of my old emails and have that on the podcast? Just letting me like not like the non-negotiable of like there is a podcast episode going out every week. That is a big priority for me, at least for the next 3 months. Really committing to that. And then also just like having the systems. So I used a script and I edit in the script, and just like having some of that stuff just decided has been really helpful. So that's what I'm doing on the podcast side, making it easier for myself, making sure that I have the assets. I am no longer the bottleneck. I'm no longer paying contractors to just like sit there and like not twiddle their thumbs. They weren't twiddling their thumbs. They were like really trying to help me get over this like content creation hump. But anyways, I'm excited to be back into feeling, I was going to say feeling excited about it, but I don't really want to have to rely on feeling excited about it. I just want to feel like I have the systems that it's just like, I just show up and I do it. I show up and I do it. I show up to my team meetings. I show up to my client calls. I want content to be a similar thing. A big thing for me too is what I've learned is if it's not a podcast interview and if it is a solo episode, I found like a good hack for me is like, I love co-working with my business friends, just being on Zoom together. And then it's like, that is the time where I'm recording 4 episodes and like Dama is on. She is in the Zoom and she's doing her own thing. But just that body doubling, which is like an ADHD hack, is to literally have somebody else there while you're doing things that are like harder for you to get done. I found that's really helpful too. So that is what I'm committing to, is figuring out like time blocks in my schedule where if I don't have an interview that week, I can literally just have blocks where I co-work with somebody and the goal is just to record content. Another thing I'm doing and I'm experimenting with is I'm going to be doing a Reels series. That is, I found out a way that I can like record Reels in Descript on my laptop instead of like in the iPhone app, because the creating Reels is like so hard in the app for me, especially when I'm trying to like share my screen with Airtable and do all these things. I figured out a way to create Reels inside of Descript that look like they were made in the app, but they're done on my computer, so I can just get a lot done faster. And I just decided to experiment with this like 30-day Reel challenge where I'm just doing, I think it's technically 37. It's like 37 ways that Airtable can help you grow your group coaching business, and just like really just like letting that be my only creative constraint, and then showing these just like little snippets of ways that Airtable can be used. I really think that with my services, like people just need to see that Airtable is the solution to their problems, like visually see like, oh, you can do that in Airtable. I need that. Okay, let's get Ashley to set that up. Like that's kind of my goal for this IG Reel series. So I'm playing with that. Again, I'm not going to post those until I have at least like 5 kind of in the bank, but I'm really excited for those. And that just felt like really exciting because I didn't have a way to create Instagram content, like not like using the B-roll and then putting the things over the B-roll. Like it's just not as easy for me to come up with that kind of stuff. But I'm like, I can screen share and share cool Airtable stuff all day long. So I'm creating a series that supports the way that I'm naturally excited to like share and convey information. So that is the content I'm committed to now. So weekly podcasts and then this 37 IG Reels series. What I'll probably end up doing if I re-up my YouTube game again, which I would love to, is kind of picking from the IG Reels series. It's like, what are the ones that are gaining traction on Instagram, like the short little snippets, and then making more of like a longer form YouTube video from it. So anyways, lots to play with and experiment, but I've really, instead of doing all of the things right away, I'm just committing to a few of them. And then I have a launch coming up, and with our launches, we start to email like a month before the doors even open to promote a webinar. So I'm going to be writing those emails. And another way that I found that the best way that I write emails is I absolutely cannot write them in my house. I have to go like to a spa, or I have to go sit by a pool. Like it has to be very luxurious, and I have to be in like a very abundant place, creative place to write those types of emails. So, or just to write any emails pretty much. So I am currently in Ecuador, but my family lives here. I've been staying here for about a month. And this week I'm literally going to go get like a day spa pass and get a massage and sit by the pool and bring my laptop and just write my launch emails. I've done that for the last 3 or 4 launches, and it truly feels so good and expansive every time. So the systems that I'm creating to create content are really helping me be like, what's the easiest way I can create this content? And if you can't do it while you're sitting by yourself, get a co-working buddy. And if you can't do the co-working buddy because you need to be in the flow, like go to the spa. Like figuring out what those things are for me has actually been really helpful. And so I'm super excited to experiment with that. So that's my marketing plan. I do have more lead generation activities. I've been doing bundles. Y'all are so sweet. And you think of me for your bundles and you reach out to me. And I just haven't had the capacity in like the last like year to really do it. But I've said yes to some bundles recently, and they've actually been like really, really great. I was part of a bundle ran by Allison Hardy, and I got like 170 new leads from it. We had an amazing client result tracker that we did as a course for free inside of the bundle. And those just have performed really well for me. I'm excited to see if those people buy during our next launch, which we have the launch and systems built in Airtable to start to track those things, which I'm really excited about. But literally over the last 5 months, I have just like been slowly like losing subscribers. I hadn't been gaining subscribers. And then we get unsubscribes every email we send, which is totally fine and normal. But my list was declining. And so lead generation activities like bundles have actually been a really great like spike for us, which has been awesome. And so I definitely want to do more of those. So if you have a bundle or if you have a group program you want me to teach in, like I am happy to collaborate with you and just like get me in front of more people. So the goal is let's use these bundles, let's use these collaboration activities to get in front of more folks. And then when they come to us and they see our Instagram and they see our podcast, like they have things to actually consume that will hopefully convert them. So that's also other things that we're playing with, which I'm excited about. So that is a behind the scenes update of our content, of our lead generation. I wanted to now talk about how my offers have shifted because a lot of things have changed. I have been doing VIP days for like 3 or 4 years now. And those are like 6-hour build days. And they always go well, but what I've just kind of learned is that systems are not, they're never a one and done thing. They're never going to be, let's build it all in a day and then just give you a couple support calls and you'll be good. There's always going to be tweaks. There's always going to be things to finesse. And the container of a 6-hour build day just hasn't been the best way to help our clients set up their systems and really make sure that they are working. So we have pivoted over the last, if you've seen my emails, we've been trying a lot of things. I've been trying a lot of offers. I think I have so many Airtable solutions and I've been trying to like pitch services that is like, oh, let us set up your sales hub for you. And here's why you need a sales hub or here's why you need a launch hub and like selling these things that have like preset deliverables. And what I've learned with our clients is all of their businesses are unique and their priorities for what they need fixed with their systems are all unique and very different. You're selling a sales hub that basically like tracks your sales and your monthly recurring revenue and your cash flow and all of those things. And I sold the hell out of that thing. I was sending emails about it. I was talking about it. And we got like no applications, just like full transparency in all of February. Like that was what I tried to sell. Didn't work. And I got some feedback that it just wasn't urgent enough. But while I was trying to sell that, people were coming into my DMs being like, hey, I want to build a client result tracking system, or I want to build a support ticketing database, or like I have a launch coming up. Can Airtable help me? And can you help me? And I was like, yes, but like that's not what I'm selling right now. And I don't really have an offer. You know, like there was just like I was turning down people when I had no right to be turning down people. But I was just afraid to have all of these like various different clients with all these various different deliverables and just like felt like it was going to like be bespoke and custom each time. But what I really did after like February, when that offer did not sell at all, I was like, all right, how can I create an offer that fixes all of these problems? That isn't a full 6-hour custom build day that overwhelms the client because there's so many new systems that they're trying to figure out. And it isn't me trying to convince you that you need this certain system solution when you are looking for other, like when you have bigger problems, bigger fish to fry. And so what we've been experimenting with is, and it's been going so well, and it's the first time in a really long time that I've been delivering like one-on-one done-for-you services that I actually feel so excited about. We have been doing, it's called a system speed dial retainer. So what it is, it's 3 75-minute calls a month, and it's a 3-month minimum. Every month, we focus on a different like system in your business. So for some of our clients, that is delivery because they already are using Airtable and they've got their onboarding set up and they've been using Airtable, but they know that they could be having searchable Q&A call databases. They know that they could be using Airtable to have automated resigns. Like there's so much Airtable can do that would take their team a long time and a lot of troubleshooting to figure out. And it's something that like me and my team can crank out within like an hour. So what we're doing is like literally on a sales call, you just hop on and tell me like, when are your launch dates? What are your biggest systems problems right now? And we create a 3-month systems plan to totally just like transform the back end of your systems when it comes to group program management, when it comes to launching, just any Airtable systems. we can see, all right, this is what's going on in your business right now. If you're launching in June, we need to make sure your onboarding is set up in April. Like, just really able to see exactly where you and your systems are at and create a custom plan. So while the custom plan is custom to you, the way that we deliver it with these 3 75-minute calls and on the back end, we have an incredible way that we do this, of course, in Airtable, where we give you the assets list of everything that we've built, everything we've updated, all of the notes. So we just have this really robust resource of like all the things that we've built for you, what we want to be building for you in the future. So we just are like your system's best friends. We are in your back pocket on speed dial for anything that you need systems wise. And there's just like I said, the business is called Systems Over Stress. Anything that you're stressed out about in your business, a system can solve it. And that's how we look at this retainer, is like, we are here to alleviate any stress that you have. We help you create systems. We're able to help you fix your systems. And so that's been really fun. So it's like these bite-sized systems updates that get you excited and are like quick wins, instead of giving you like a full new, completely like renovated system that like you're afraid to touch. You're afraid it's going to break. You don't have support. You have ongoing support with us in this retainer. And it's been really great. And it's also, we're able to deliver it at a really awesome price point. It's $1,500 a month. So that's what, $4,500 for a quarter. And like, we just are your systems people. And like, you have your ops manager and they can help maintain. And some of our clients don't even come. The CEO doesn't come, just the ops people come. And we are just like, can help your ops people just like speed up your systems work, your systems projects, and get them done in a fraction of the time. So I've been so excited about that. Our VIP days are now, we do not do 6-hour build days anymore, at least right now. We're only offering like this type of custom systems retainer. And then of course, if you want to do the DIY version, we have Systems Over Stress, which is our group program that helps you set up automated enrollments, re-signs, client results tracking, and automated removals for your group program or your one-on-one coaching. So we've got the resources for you. We've got the done for you stuff. We've got the DIY stuff in just a way that I'm really excited to deliver it. So now, if you have ever wanted to work with me and you're like, well, I don't really need this VIP day that she's offered. I don't really need this. Just if you have Airtable, or if you're thinking about using Airtable, I would love for you to hop on a sales call with me. The link will be in the show notes. And I just want to hear from you, like, what are your stress points in your business and how can we create a 3-month plan to get like all of your systems just like streamlined and smooth, so you are no longer in the weeds, you're no longer stressed out. We can really save your team time. We can create systems that can bring in, you know, 10x ROI. If you don't have a resign process set up, we can do that in 1 or 2 of our little 75-minute calls. And that alone could generate $45,000 in resigns. You know, like, think about how much your program is, think about how many clients come through it. We really want to make sure that this is a retainer that just like gets you a great ROI. So I've been really excited about it. We've had seen great results. So if you have ever wanted to work with me, now is a really wonderful time, because we have the systems, we have the support, we have an offer that is just really has felt really good to deliver and has felt really good on our client side as well. So if you're interested in that, if you're interested in collaborating, if you're interested in anything, if you have, I don't want advice about not getting a divorce. Don't tell me that. But if you want to connect, I would love to connect with you. My Instagram is @systemsoverstress. Just shoot me a DM. I'm the person that monitors it. You can send me a voice memo. I would love a voice memo. Like I said, this was just like a very transparent behind the scenes update, where we're at, where we're going, where I could use support. I would love to have more clients. I would love to fill out our roster. We're looking for 10 clients for this retainer offer. We're at about 5 now, so we're about halfway. So we need 5 more. If that's you, we'd love to connect. If you think your audience, or if you have a referral of somebody who could really use our help, we would love to connect with you. So please just reach out to me in my DMs, so I know I'm not shouting into the void about all this stuff. Again, I'm @SystemsOverStress. Really excited to be back in your headphones and in your inbox and on your Instagram feed. This kind of feels like I'm just like breaking the seal. It's like, it feels really good to be doing this and just getting that momentum and just like, just getting into creating again. I'm really excited about it. this is such a scary time to make such a huge life decision. I don't know what's going to happen in my personal life. I don't know what's going to happen in my business this year, but I've decided to believe that this is a year, like at the end of this year, at the end of 2024, like my life is going to look completely different in the best way possible in my personal life, in my business. And I'm just so excited to see that. And I trust myself. And I'm like, that's the biggest thing all of this has taught me is self-trust, self-trust, self-trust. I trust myself so deeply. I know I have my own back. And I'm just excited to be here as a resource, as support for my clients, for my people. So that's all for this episode. If you like this, please, you know, follow, subscribe, whatever, rate it. And we will see you in the next episode.
If you're looking at your systems and client results differently because of what you're hearing on Systems Famous, I would love it if you left a rating and review. I read each one and they make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you who have group offers and need the systems that make it possible for them to transform it into an industry-leading offer and get even more client results.